JewishHistory.org presents Rabbi Beryl Wein's 5,000 Years of Jewish History. One video clip at a time. Clip number 82, Arab Riots.
In the 1920s, the Arabs believed that somehow the only way that they could counter the Zionist and Jewish efforts to build a homeland in the land of Israel was by terror, by pogroms, by riots. Now, in 1919, King Faisal, who later became the king of Iraq, wrote a very conciliatory letter to Chaim Weizmann, the head of the Zionist movement, and both agreed that they would work together for the benefit of both peoples and for the enhancement of both the Arabs and the Jews. And it was a declaration that not only we would live together, but we would cooperate together. But Faisal did not have the power to enforce his views. And rather, it was Hajj Amin al-Husseini and the other Arab leaders who resolutely denied the right of the Jewish people to be in the land of Israel. They said, for the last 800 years, you don't belong here. And they denied the fact that there was ever a temple. They denied the fact that the Jews somehow had been in the country long before Islam. They denied that Jerusalem was a holy city. Everything that's in today's world was in that world almost 100 years ago. And that has been the consistent Arab line until today. Now, in 1929, there was a tremendous pogrom that took place all over the country, but especially in the city of Hebron. In the city of Hebron, there was a yeshiva that had immigrated from Lithuania and established itself first in Jerusalem and then later in Hebron. The 42 of its students were massacred. The Jewish quarter was destroyed. Hebron became Judenrein. It was a pogrom on the scale of the worst of pogroms. And this happened all over the country. Hundreds of Jews were killed in the riots. And the British intervened, but they only intervened at their pleasure and at their pace. And it became increasingly obvious and evident that if the Jews were going to have any sort of hold in the country, they would have to fight for it. That is a change in mindset. Now, Vladimir Jabotinsky, who really was a prophet for the Jewish people, said already in 1920 that Europe was done, the Jews would never survive in Europe anymore, and that Palestine would never be Jewish unless the Jews were willing to fight for it. The Zionist movement didn't like what Jabotinsky said. He appeared to be too radical. But the problem with being too radical is that sometimes you're always right. And this was an example of being right, because the only way to counter the Arab terrorism was really not to rely on the British anymore. They would come 2 days later. And that's why the Haganah was created, and that's why Jabotinsky and his group later created the Irgun, all of which was meant to protect the Jewish people from the Arab predators, and also to make it clear to England that the Jews were going to stay there, they were going to fight for their rights, they weren't going to leave, and that appeasement of the Arabs was not the policy that the Zionists would adopt. Thank you for watching. I'm Beryl Wein.
For more on Jewish history, go to jewishhistory.org.